Yeah. Spievajte Gospodinu pjesmu novu, jer učini djela čudesna. Pobjedu mu pribavi desnica njegova i sveta mišica
Elizabeth is to bear you a son, and you must name him John. He will be your joy and delight, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must drink no wine, no strong drink. Even from his mother's womb, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of fathers towards their children and the disobedient back to the wisdom that the virtuous have, preparing for the Lord a people fit for him. Gospel of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Dear brothers and sisters, dear faithful, dear listeners of the radio station Mir Međugorje, recently, during my visit to our country, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Pope Francis in Sarajevo said the following words. He said, Third World War is already raging. We are not even aware of that. When we reflect on these words of our Pope, we could say this. When we're looking at the world, entire world, and here we have representatives, the faithful from all over the world. We can see that today the rulers of the chaos are starting the wars all over the world. They raise one people against another people, tribe against tribe, man against man. They create wars, and today the industry of the weapons is working the best. They create revolutions. They create terrorism, and then we fight against the same terrorism. The show for masses. As if the devil opened the gates of hell. As if the entire hell is on earth. And on earth is ruling the atmosphere of fear, anxiousness, restlessness, especially when we see that there is even worse war against God and against natural laws, against God's commandments. We see what the word democracy, human rights is turned into. At the end now, no one knows the meaning of that anymore. They put everything under that word democracy, and they spread so-called democracy all over the world, and we see that it's turned into godlessness, into an open atheism. They deny God's laws. We can see that one after another, countries are falling. They proclaim, impose the laws that are against the nature, against God, abortions, euthanasia, homosexuality, is put as the greatest human right. And when we look better at all of this, we see that the world reached a certain level, which used to be during Sodom and Gomorrah, when God decided to punish those cities because of their unfaithfulness and their wickedness. And there's so much fear, despair, hopelessness in the world today. And then Međugorje happens. Mother comes, the call comes, I am the Queen of Peace. Do not be afraid of anything. That is why Medjugorje, the message of Medjugorje, comes today as a remedy to an open wound. It comes as a remedy for mankind that became sick and is living in fear, in hopelessness and restlessness. Our Lady comes to bring us peace, to bring us joy, again, to bring us God into our hearts, because today's man became rich with sins and poor with God. Brothers and sisters, the first comfort that Mary brings here in Medjugorje is the message of encouragement and hope. Mary came to console us, to tell us, although you see that the world is burning around you, that there are wars, that there are riots, do not be afraid, I am with you. I will tell you an anecdote. This church, for those who are for the first time in Medjugorje, this church is consecrated to Saint James, the greater apostle, the greater missionary. His first mission journey was on Tiberias Peninsula, there where there is Spain and Portugal today. And tradition says that he preached the good news of Jesus and that he was facing great despair. He wanted to give up. He was preaching and nobody was listening to him. He doubted in his heart, Lord, does it make sense? And you know who approached St. James? Beautiful connection with of this church of St. James with Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lady comes two times to St. James to console him. First time she comes in a rocky boat. The second time she comes on a pillar. They say that's the oldest Our Lady shrine. Nuestra Señora del Pilar. The pillar. Those who are from Spain know for that place. You all have heard of Santiago de Compostela, great shrine, sanctuary. And what happens after Mary consoles her apostle James? He, with new zeal and enthusiasm, goes to preach, and the Lord gives that his word may fall on to fertile soil. Brothers and sisters, the first message of Medjugorje is that Christian must never lose hope. We should never be discouraged. God's word is always the last. Scripture says that it is the words, the hands are the hearts of the people and the universe. God leads everything. Let us be brave. The message of Medjugorje is a message of peace, to encourage ourselves and not to fall into despair in this hard time. We know how the first Christians were. The time was hard as it is today, but they were brave. They were not afraid to witness Jesus and his good news. The second message of Medjugorje that Our Lady brings us here is Mary consoles the broken hearts. We all came here because life wounded us, sin wounded us. And we come here and we feel that Mary's words becoming as a remedy on our wounded hearts. Mary, as a mother, bandaged wounds in our heart. Let me tell you another story from my own life.
Spiritual
life, but let me share with you a dream of one my mother that is very dear to me. When I share this with you, you will know why. When I was a child, I was very sick. And my mother took me in her embrace, and she was consoling me. And consoling me, she fell asleep, and she had a beautiful dream. From a little village,
Prolaze kola koju su uklanjati u
vodu. That was
kolima
oxes in the front, and there was a beautiful statue of Our Lady on the
chariot.
My mother is holding her hands, and I'm crying, and she's following this chariot and Our Lady's statue. And in one moment, the chariot stops. My mother asks, Mary asks my mother, why is your child crying? And my mother raised me in her hands like this, and she says, my son is sick. And Mary smiled and said to my mother, do not be afraid of anything. Just give your child to me. Brothers and sisters, that is the image of our life. You, who are mothers, who are fathers, and you care for your children, you worry for your children who are gone astray, who are sick. What shall you do? Well, give your child to Mary. Many are looking for health for their child. They say health is the most important. What is the health for if I do not have Jesus in my heart? Surrender, give your children to Jesus, to Mary. I'm giving them to you because I do not know what I'm supposed to do with them. That is the message of Medjugorje. What do we need to do with our own life when we're sick, when we are wounded, when someone from our family needs help? We need to surrender everything to Mary. Mary is like a nurse. She bandages our wounds and then she directs us further. She says, go to my son. Do everything that he tells you to do. And she said in Cana at the wedding.
Treća utjeha Međugorje za sve nas. Ma Marija na svojoj ruci molitvi. Rekao je župnik da posvjedoči svoj život. Da nije bilo Međugorje i molitve od moga djetinjstva i kroz moju mladost, ovdje sam izmolio svoje zvanje da bude svjetljeno. Hodajući po ovim vrtima i plećeći, spavajući ovdje oko crkve, postojeći, Bog me je pozvao preko Marije da bude njegov svećenik. I Gospod nas poziva ovdje na molitvu, ne da bilo kakvu molitvu, nego da istinski molimo svojim srcem. Sve trebamo srcem činiti. Malo to prije svete misle, vidio cijako je govorio, tako je nekada
sometimes Mary's message is something else, just triple call, pray. What else do we need but to pray? When people come to me who have problems in their marriage, I ask them first, do you pray together as family? If there is no common prayer, then how shall things be moved forward? Prayer is the soul of our soul. Saint Bonaventura says, in our heart has to burn fire. And the fire has to be helped by the wood of the cross. We have to get on our knees and cry out to God, God, everything is possible to you. Isn't Jesus saying, pray, constantly pray, in order not to fall into temptation? That is the third comfort of Medjugorje. Our Lady is God. To pray with heart. To pray all the time. The bottomworth message of Medjugorje. Fourth comfort that Mary brings in this message time.
Do not forget,
Mary is mother.
Ako zemaljska majka želi dobro svome djetetu, što čini naša nebeska? Pogledaj ovdje iz oltara, što piše, evo ti bajke. Isus Hrista govori svome ljubljenom apostolu, evo ti majke, ona će se sada brinuti za te. Imamo svi nebesku majku. Neki pregovaraju, zašto se postavljaju povijaju? Zašto Marija koja je šutila? Ništa ne pregovara, sveći Josip nije ništa rekao u Marije. Zašto Marija koja ima šutnju i srcu je nosi? Zašto se raspričala danas? Zašto više Bog sve domina na krstitelja? Obratite se, vratite se k meni, vratite se Bogu. Majka je uporna. Sve sa onika je bila upoza, cijeli je život možda se obratiti u svoga sina. Zar neće naša nebeska majka neprestano pozivati, jer poziva. Znači da je vrijeme teško. Jedan teolog je izračunao kako vrijeme prolazi da se množe gosti na otaze. U 18. stoljeću 31 otaza, u 19. stoljeću 106 otaza, a zamislite u 20. stoljeću 426 gosti na otaze. Naravno nije sve crkva priznala li Bože ustanoviti.
There's no neutral person. There's no Switzerland.
Ne dolazimo u Međugorje
da
tražimo za znakove
noći.
Da gledamo u sunce, počeli se okrenuti, počeli se okrenuti, počeli
se okrenuti,
počeli biti vode tamo na
polju, počeli
nego
tražimo. Look for the faith in the heart. Let us convert. Let us start to pray. The greatest miracle is happening here on the altar. That is the greatest miracle. The miracle of all the miracles. It doesn't happen only here, but all over the world.
U Novom Zavjetu,
the New Covenant, in the Acts of the Apostles, when the Apostles, in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit, preach the Gospel, the Jews wanted to quiet them. Then they told them, we forbid you to talk in the name of Jesus. What did they say? We have to obey God more than people. We should submit to God than to people. When we reflect on Međugorje, what do we have to worry about? What will say Church? What will say Holy Father? Church is mother. Church is always patient. That is why do not expect. That is not important what will Church say about Međugorje.
What
is important? Did we convert?
Savjet mudrog Gamalijela.
The advice of a very wise Gamalijel who speaks to Sanhedrin. If that is from people, it will perish. But if that is from God, nobody will be able to destroy. Let us think like that about Međugorje. I dare to say, if Međugorje is the work of people, it will perish. But if it is from God, who will destroy it? Who will stop this river of mercy that is flowing the rivers of pilgrims from all over the world? Brothers and sisters, let us come back from Međugorje, encouraged and consoled by Mary's words. Let us come back with our shield, be free and may belong to God. Let us come back with love, that Mary is our mother, and that mother knows what is necessary for her children. Let us go back to our homes.
Što nećemo se brinuti tjeskobno
without worrying anxiously in our lives, knowing that everything is in God's hands. The message of Međugorje is to convert, to live those five messages, that those five stones we take in our hands. Mary invites us to celebrate the Holy Mass with heart, to pray the Rosary with heart, to fast with heart, to confess with heart, and to read the Holy Scripture with heart. All this faith, Catholic faith, may live in our hearts. Let us bring the spirit of Međugorje, spirit of prayer, into our parishes. Because here, parish prays, which parish in the world there is, which has two rosaries before the Holy Mass, Our Lady's Litanies, then the Holy Mass, then when the Mass is over, when in many churches faithful are hardly waiting to leave the church to go out here, on our knees we go again, then pray Creed, then seven Our Fathers, then again even third Mystery of the Rosary, and then Adoration on Tuesdays, on Thursdays, on Sundays, Veneration of the Cross on Friday, these hills, everything is intervened. With a true traditional Catholic devotion. Let us bring that devotion in our hearts, and let us live it in our homes and in our parishes. Amen.
Freunde Gott, Freunde Gottes.